Nick Collin is an artist and writer living here in Boulder. She has been an artist all her life, and her work has been exhibited in Paris, Barcelona, Frankfurt, and on a year-long tour of museums throughout Germany. Tina has recently published her memoir, Storm of the Eye, an Artobiography. It is an artobiography, not an autobiography. Storm of the Eye is a story of empowerment and healing, an unusual hybrid interwoven with memorabilia, fold-out paintings and photographs, die cuts, pop-ups, and other interactive features that have become a part of Tina Collin's life's tapestry. Beneath all the lightheartedness, however, lies a heart-rending memoir. Storm of the Eye, an Artobiography, is a Nautilus Book Award Gold Medal winner for 2011. Nautilus Book Awards recognize the leading edge of the leading edge of books about where the culture is headed by the people who are taking it there, by changing the world one book at a time. Previous winners include the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, Andrew Weil, Marianne Williamson, among others. Storm of the Eye, an Artobiography, is also a finalist for Book of the Year. We are so honored to have Tina Collin in the studio to talk with us about her book, Storm of the Eye, an Artobiography. Welcome, Tina.
Hi.
So nice to have you here.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
So can you tell me what started you writing this book? It's such an unusual mix of emotional narrative and graphic images.
Well, as an artist, my house is filled with the lifetime of my work, and one day, suddenly, like a Zeus lightning bolt, I realized that this work that I'd surrounded myself with was actually telling me the real story of my life, and I started writing. And I could not stop. I was compelled to write this memoir. Actually, when I finished writing this book, my father hadn't spoken to me for 15 years, and I never knew why until I wrote this book. That's actually how I found out. And the whole experience has, in fact, changed my life and changed my relationship with my father, even though he does not know about the existence of this book. I actually speak more about that at presentations, and I actually talk about that subject. But the trigger for writing this book, actually, of all places, was a comedy festival in Aspen on Valentine's Day. It was an evening that took a turn I didn't expect and really did change my life. There were three performers that came on stage and just talked about their life unscripted. That's actually what this particular show was. And the first one was Michael Patrick King, who was the producer and director of Sex and the City. And he spoke about his life and how it intersected with his creative work. And he stood center stage alone, unscripted, and revealed his dreams and his fears and his regrets, all disarmingly sprinkled with embarrassing anecdotes. He recounted his conversation with a show star, Sarah Jessica Parker, concerning their urgency to find a new love interest. Once her current beau, Mr. Big, was written out of the script. Probably you remember these characters.
Right,
And with great humor, King described how the two of them plotted to ensnare the famously dramatic Mikhail Baryshnikov for the role. And the backstory details culminated in a colorful description of King's own torrid affair with Baryshnikov. Shocking news.
Interesting.
And I admired his high-octane wit and his personal charm, but I was mostly impressed by the rawness of his candor. So during this performance, there were a couple of other people that came up. Terry Garr came on stage, and she was very awkward on stage and revealed that she was suffering from multiple sclerosis, and that since she was unable to appear in films anymore, this was her debut as a stand-up comic. see. You could just imagine a hush filled the audience, but she was just so charming and warm. The audience was soon laughing with her about her stories about being in Hollywood as a young adventurous sexpot in the 70s. Uh-huh. And the last person that came was Richard Pryor's daughter, Rain, who spoke unflinchingly about growing up in the shadow of her celebrated father. And, you know, it felt like she was a young girl in the midst of drugs, abuse, craziness. She talked earnestly about her relationship, connection between pain and humor, and how she finally found her way to the stage. By the time she was finished, my eyes were rimmed with tears. Everyone in the audience was so moved. And I left the tent spellbound and drained. I was just so touched by these performers' courage and humanity. And the impact of seeing them confront their issues stayed with me for such a long time. I thought about my own art and how it intersected with the events and challenges in my life, and whether I would have the courage to expose these vulnerable parts on stage.
Oh, wow.
And that really was the beginning. I've always faced emotional issues by either writing or making some kind of art. And this book is a combination of both of those things.
That's so neat. It's such a brave and beautiful book.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.